Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I keep looking at the screen. I keep looking at the radar for Hurricane Melissa. We'll get to the story here, the strange one here out of Kansas in a second. But I was just following Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby from Channel 9 was just posting on social media more about Hurricane Melissa, which is at any moment making landfall in Jamaica. It doesn't officially make landfall until half of the eye is on land and we're almost there. It turned west a little bit. It turned just a hair.
Hey, you got it. West.
I had to think about it for a second. And so it is, we were just talking off the air about, because Jamaica is so small, almost all of Jamaica is even just to the, from the eye over to the side. I mean, the whole thing is over Jamaica. They got a 252 mile an hour wind gust. That is the highest on record ever. This is now the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic to ever hit.
That's crazy.
Somewhere in the Atlantic as a category 5. Sustained winds of 185 miles an hour.
And it's, I mean, it's crazy too, because you always hear about like hurricane strength windows and buildings and things like that. And it's usually up to about 250 or 300 miles an hour. This is getting to that area where even hurricane proof things aren't going to be strong enough to withstand this. And I saw a story saying that it's going to be particularly bad in Haiti again, because while Jamaica is not the richest country on the planet, they're a little more developed than Haiti. So it's going to be bad because it's hitting Jamaica, but Haiti is always in such impoverished state that it's just not, they can't handle even just the outskirts of this hurricane.
Haiti doesn't have time to rebuild. I feel like they get a hurricane so frequently that they don't have time to rebuild, and then another one hits. Haiti will get hit from outer bands, probably of rain, but they shouldn't get, the eye should go through.
Yeah, the eye's going
the
through Jamaica.
Of Cuba.
Where's this hitting us?
I don't think it will. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a meteorologist, but we're not expecting rain past, it's supposed to clear up here by Thursday.
Okay.
So maybe we get a little bit of rain from that, but it's going to turn, it's going north-northeast. Bermuda's right in the line, like way out in the middle of the Atlantic, but it's going to turn and go right out in the middle of the ocean. So we've got islands that are going to get,
by the time it hits Cuba, it should be a 3. And then by the time it hits the Bahamas, a 2.
Yeah. Like Turks and Caicos is going to get some rain. Bahamas are going to get some rain, and then it's going to, it's going to turn out. But, I can't even imagine. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. This story is one of the weirdest stories I've seen in a while, and it has a local angle on it. Authorities are searching for a 9-year-old California girl who has been missing for weeks. Investigators in Santa Barbara say the girl's name is Melody Buzzard, was last seen on October 7th with her mother, Ashley. And I just want to make a quick media ombudsman point real quick, and then we'll switch back. If you're going to show a picture of the girl that's missing, maybe find a more recent picture, unless they just don't have one. Because they say she's 9. The girl in this picture is 5. Like, there's,
does she look five, or do you know that? Does it say somewhere that she's five? Or does she just look young?
Well, because there's two pictures of her. So they have a picture of her on security, and they say, like, this is her. And this is what makes it weird. She was with her mom, and she's wearing what appeared to be a wig to disguise her natural hair and a hooded sweatshirt with the hood pulled over her head. But she looks much older than the girl in the picture, even with the wig on.
God, that's
stuff.
So.
That was the mom.
That's why I thought. Wow.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just the angle, but yeah, that the person in the rental car agency looks. Right. Could be 25 years old.
Unless they don't have a more recent picture of her.
Yeah.
It's the picture of her that we keep seeing is her at like five or six years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happened to this girl's gone missing with her mom. School officials reported to authorities that she had not been seen in class for 2 months. Deputies went to the family home. The mom was not there. The mom was there, but the little girl was not. And
mom did not cooperate
with the investigators. The FBI thinks that she took her child on a road trip to Nebraska and then stopped in Kansas earlier this month and then drove back to California without her daughter. In the rental car agency, they have a picture of the little girl wearing what appeared to be a wig to disguise her natural hair and a hooded sweatshirt with the hood pulled over her head. Authorities believe Ashley Buzzard returned from the road trip without her daughter, Melody. Again, the little girl is 9 years old. Her name is Melody. The mom is named Ashley. They have no idea what's going on. She hadn't been in school for over a month.
For 2 months.
2 months. And first of all, I guess my question is this. 2 months and you don't notify authorities?
I wonder what the law is about that.
So I looked at
that's a good question.
In California, they don't ever have to notify the authorities.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
In Kansas and Missouri, they do.
Okay.
Thankfully. That's insane.
Yeah. Especially because schools are like that first line of defense.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about that's where a lot of child abuse reports come from, because when kids are in school, they're mandatory reporters. And so that's who kind of keeps track of them. So, had not been in school for 2 months, and boy, you would know this kid. The disguise though, you wouldn't know it's her, but in the picture, she's cute and you would know that face.
Yes.
It's easily picked out of a crowd.
Right. But it's just weird what's going on, that the mom isn't cooperating with authorities, which is never, I don't think that sentence is ever uttered.
It's never a good thing.
In a good way. Like, well, thank God the mom's not cooperating with authorities. Oh, we don't have to worry about that. But also, what was she doing? Why was she in Nebraska and then here, Kansas?
Yeah.
With her daughter. And where is this little girl?
Okay, so I'm just looking at a different version of this. Yeah, so when police went to her home, mom provided did not provide a clear explanation of Melody's whereabouts. So they started investigating the case. They determined there was a 3-day critical timeline where Melody likely disappeared. So that's where they determined that she likely went missing between October 7th and 10th. And then they found out 2 weeks after she went missing, that's when they came out with the surveillance photos showing her wearing the wig at the rental business. Where was the rental business?
Nebraska.
Okay. I mean, I'll give whoever at that rental agency said, hey, I think we had that girl here.
Yeah.
I mean, credit to them, because I wouldn't have thought that it was the same kid.
Mm-hmm.
So now detectives are focusing on where Melody was during those 3 days, and they think she's at risk because of her age and her prolonged absence from school. Melody was previously homeschooled and had not checked in since October of 2024. Wow. But then they said she'd last been seen at that school in August of this year. This is all very weird.
Yeah. The only thing I can focus on, really, other than God, you know, hopefully this girl is found and she's safe. I fear that that's not going to be the resolution of this case. But the thing I keep focusing on is, what the hell's going on in California? That you, in what excuse could you possibly have for a girl not being in class for 2 months and you don't have to report it? Because, again, that's the law. That's the law in California. Yeah. What would the possible reasoning be?
That maybe they, it might be the homeschool that part. That
she's homeschooled?
That they maybe assumed that she was back in homeschool.
Okay.
Which I don't, again, I don't think that that's a good excuse, but.
They obviously saw something was wrong eventually.
Yeah.
Because after 2 months and they're like, hey, you know, she hasn't been here for a while. Maybe we should alert authorities. I don't know.
What about an Amber Alert?
Yeah. No Amber Alert for her. And that's the thing too. She was left in She was seen in Nebraska or Kansas, or they traced her, the mom, from Nebraska to Kansas, whatever. And then she goes back to California without the girl. She might be here. We have no idea. And there's no Amber Alert for her.
So 1 week after Melody was last seen, one of the school district administrators reported her extended absence. She'd reportedly... I got to keep my mind. The kid had reportedly failed to pick up school assignments from an independent learning program. So I guess they did report it after a while, but I don't know at what point they are supposed to. I have so many questions that are not answered by this story. Like, where else should she have been? Like, was she not expected anywhere else? Where's dad? Where's the rest of the family? Like, at some point, somebody says, gosh, we have not heard from these people in a while. Unless they did, and they're not cooperating with authorities. Like, did she contact anybody else? During this time,
the mom just went back to her house like nothing happened.
Yeah.
That's also crazy.
Yeah.
And is now not cooperating with authorities. But like, what did you do that you thought you were going to get away with?
And where is she?
And where is she?
Where's the girl? And did the mom do something her or?
So, yeah, there's I'm looking into the Santa Barbara County public records and news archives, all this stuff to try to find more information. There's just not that much.
No.
And I feel like because I don't even know where in Kansas it was.
No, we don't.
It doesn't say where in Nebraska. It doesn't say where in Kansas. There's a lot of stretch in between, you know, that we share between Nebraska and Kansas. There's a lot. So it could be Western Kansas. It could be Central. Most of the populace is here in the eastern parts of both of those states. So I would assume maybe over here, but nobody knows where this girl is. And they just know that she might be in Nebraska, Kansas, or anywhere in between.
So they have vehicle information. I just lost it.
On the rental car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, again, I ask, why no Amber Alert? FBI joined the investigation a week ago. Okay, I have... It's California plates. I don't know what kind of car this is, but we've got the plate and we've got the plate number. It's a white sedan.
Right.
So why not? And maybe police have about like an APB or something. Maybe they're looking for the vehicle. You know, police agencies have put out notifications between them.
The rental car might have been also rented. I saw Nebraska, but I'm also seeing reports saying it was Santa Barbara where they rented it too. So who knows? Yeah. If it's California plates, that would make me think that the last time this girl was seen then was in Santa Barbara.
Also, I've rented cars that don't have the state of plates from the place that I rented.
True. Yeah. I always get them from Colorado for some reason. Can they track where a rental car goes? Like
only if it is equipped with, some kind of GPS device.
I would think they do that because some states you can't, or some rental agencies won't let you take like certain miles and take it out of state and all that stuff.
I
think they would be able to track it through that.
Boy, if anybody knows the answer to that question.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, because if it doesn't have something like OnStar, you know, that's
there's
built
no way to
in,
track it.
I don't,
it doesn't even say what the rental car agency is.
No.
Like in the story. I don't know. I saw this and I just want more thorough reporting on it. Mm-hmm. And I just feel horrible for this little girl who maybe she was dropped off with relatives out here. Hopefully that's the case. And the mom, for some reason, doesn't want to say that. But I don't know why the mom would keep that a secret.
I just saw Los Angeles Times did a big story. So since Melody's disappearance, a few of her family members have come forward to plead for her safe return while also speaking about their complicated family dynamic.
Okay.
Grandmother returned. I thought somebody said mom was mentally
ill,
unstable.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the aunts said she had not seen her niece in 4 years. And so like they kind of just disappeared. Mm. But yeah, they, like, mom was, had some struggles, which would kind of be consistent.
Yeah.
Melody is 4 foot six, 60 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
At this point.
913-586-7798. If you have any idea to answer any of those questions that we had, you can just text it in. And we'll try to keep on top of the story and just update when we see updates, because it does have a local angle as far as her being in Kansas. And if anybody out there has seen her, you go, you know, on to any of the local news sites, they have a picture of her. Very scary story. You know what? Coming up, going to lighten things up. Quentin's costume.
Oh, we're going to do that.
Let's do that next. Okay. What is that gray thing on the costume?
If you want to see pictures of what we're talking about, it's up on the Jamie and Weir Facebook page.
Quentin is going as Forrest Gump.
Running.
When he was, after Jenny left him, and he decided to just run across the country back and forth a billion times. And Jamie's trying to make his costume look more authentic.
Yes. So I brought stuff in.
We'll do that next on Midday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you missed how we got here, Quentin has two Halloween parties to go to this weekend and relied on all of you, and then Weir and I, to come up with what costume he should wear. And we ended on Forrest Gump running when he runs across the country. Mm-hmm. That required a costume that Quentin has purchased. Well, has the money exchanged hands yet?
I will send it to him if he has not provided me with his Venmo.
He spent $50.
I don't have a Venmo.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'll bring you $50
tomorrow.
I don't
have a Venmo or a PayPal or anything like that.
Okay, we'll come back to that later.
I'm surprised you have an Amazon account to buy the damn thing.
You didn't, did you?
I mean, I've got like a log, like, you know, like an account, but I don't have like a Prime.
Are you off grid or something? In 5 years, are we going to be like, hey, remember Quentin? Yeah, he's a sovereign citizen now.
Yeah.
He's
living in a bus somewhere. Yeah,
he trades squirrel heads for money. That's what he uses for
I feel pretty
currency.
Confident in my ability to get rid of raccoons, so.
What? what's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means that
when he encounters them.
When he encounters them, yeah.
Yeah.
The sovereign land of Quintonia.
Okay, so I looked at the costume and I said, man, the costume, for those who have not seen Forrest Gump, it came out 30 years ago, whenever it was.
31 years ago.
In those scenes, he has a long beard and big hair. And it's a mess because he runs for like 2 years and then he just stops. But it's a disaster. And the costume made it look like somebody had flat ironed the beard and the hair. And I was like, well, we can't have that. Like, that's not true. So I'll fix it. So Quentin brought in the beard and the hair today.
Yeah.
And it's curlier than it looked in the pictures. But I still brought in the stuff to fix it and make it more ragged. So I brought in tools.
What is that thing?
So, and if you want to see the picture again, it's at the,
you could tell me that was anything and I'd be like, oh, okay. When I first came in, I said to her, oh, I guess the lacrosse ball isn't cutting it anymore.
Oh, cause my back always hurts.
Your back always hurts.
What I use.
And you roll against the wall with a lacrosse ball. And I was like, that must be a massager or something.
So it kind of looks like that. It is a diffuser. And you guys are like,
still don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like you're
for
about
essential
to
oils.
Research some quantum physics.
So it attaches to the end of a blow dryer. There are multiple attachments for this. One would make your hair straight, and this one makes your hair curly. And it has a lot of, I don't know that I would call them spikes. There's really nothing to compare this to. I have no good analogy for what this looks like for the men who have no clue what we're talking about. But it has a bunch of like spikes that come out, and then air comes out through those spikes and in the middle.
And it puffs up your hair or curls your hair?
Yes. I have naturally curly hair and women will appreciate this. Like at that stage where it's not curly enough and it's not straight enough, it's right in the middle. But if I spray it with the goo that I brought also and then use the diffuser to dry it, it turns out all nice and curly and stuff. But you're right. You asked, is it like a head massager?
Yeah, it looks
and
like
I thought, you could use it for that. Do you want to try?
Sure.
So if you want to turn it on,
is when I turn this on and the power goes out.
I haven't plugged into a power strip in here.
It literally, when you plugged it in and turned it on earlier, the lights flickered. So
yeah, that'll be fine.
That's how good things
engineers
are going here
love me
at Odyssey. Hey, George, can we have more money?
Yeah. So there's a turny thing. Your left hand is close to, there's a little thing that turns
at the, there's a lock and unlock thing. Oh, what did I just break? There. Okay. I think I did it.
Nope. Left hand. Bottom.
Okay.
There's a thing turns.
I see.
And that turns it on. Yes.
Okay.
Make sure you point it right into the mic.
Yeah. And so that's how it sounds.
What? What are you saying?
So put it on your head and maybe it'll feel good.
Reporting live from Jamaica.
Sorry.
Okay. Ow, ow, ow.
Well, it's hot.
That hurts.
Turn it down, maybe. Don't turn it as high.
Why?
Turn it on low.
That's not cool. Okay. Ooh, actually, that feels kind of good.
Okay. So Quentin, you should try that maybe. Maybe that would feel good on your...
Yeah.
Because you have more hair going on there. Maybe that would feel... Okay, so what you're supposed to do for the hair then is I spray, it's Garnier, which sounds fancy, but it's not. There's like a curl shaping gel that sprays. And this is magic. These two products together are magical. And I'm going to use that to
make... On his hair.
On the fake hair to make this a little bit more of a fuss.
What I love about this is you're putting way more effort into his costume than he is.
Well, I felt like I just thought there's... Again, the costume had straight hair on the costume. And I said, that doesn't look like Forrest Gump.
But this does have curly hair now.
This does, and it doesn't really need a lot of help. But then Quentin was like, well, you brought the stuff.
Well, and it does need the, like, I think the beard needs to be more like, it's too straight. It needs to be more like outward. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too one directional. I do think even though it's curly, it needs to be a little more crazy, like mad scientist.
What I really am fascinated by is the idea that you would go to the party dressed like this and somebody would be like, who are you? And you'd be like, I'm Forrest Gump when he's running in the movie. And they'd be like, oh, I didn't realize it because your hair was too straight.
But it was was too perfect.
It was too perfect. I'm with Jamie on this one.
It was, I would have guessed that. I would have guessed that, except for your hair was too perfect. It wasn't.
I have to fix the hat. I'm going to do that.
Well, yeah. So the hat didn't come with, for those who don't know what he wears, if you've never seen the movie, he wears little red shorts.
Yep.
He said the shorts are longer than
he was so worried, which makes me have questions about Quentin. But he was so worried about those shorts being too short.
They're not too short, right? They're longer than you expected.
I would get in trouble if I wore them in middle school still, you know, because they're not finger length.
You're also a tall.
What does that mean?
Well, when in middle school, you know, like,
oh yeah, they had to be.
People would get in trouble.
Oh, I thought you meant because you'd have, like, because you're sitting next, behind, you know,
no.
Amber.
What?
And she smelled real nice that day.
No, it's it was always the measurement of how tall,
how short your shorts could be.
Yeah, they can only be so many fingers above your knees.
I guess, I don't know. I went to Catholic school. We didn't worry about shorts. We worried about going to hell.
So they're still short, but they're not nearly as short as in the picture.
But the hat is supposed to have a Bubba Gump logo on it.
Yeah.
And it didn't have the logo on the hat.
So we
are having to put a lot of effort into this.
Nah, I don't like this. That. I don't like the fact that it is the Bubba Gump thing.
So wait,
he had the Bubba Gump logo on the hat?
Okay. Yeah. So it's just a plain red hat. So I'm going to print off the logo just on a piece of paper, and then I'm going to safety pin it to the hat.
Okay.
Because that's also critical to knowing who it is. Is the Bubba Gump thing.
If
otherwise,
you say
he's
so.
Just a tall guy in short shorts and a t-shirt.
I just look like a wackadoo.
Maybe people would just say, oh, you're a basketball player from the 70s.
Yeah.
You're Phil Jackson. That's you just have a Knicks shirt or something.
Look, if I have to wear a Halloween costume, then I'm gonna wear a Halloween costume.
Do you get cold easily?
I mean, I just like being warm. That is with the shorts.
That room sucks, though.
It does.
The control room. There's a vent blowing down on you the whole time. I know. Yeah, it sucks.
The outfit's a little skimpy. I mean, it's going to be 50 degrees on Friday and like in the 30s at night this weekend, and you're going to be.
Here's my question.
Okay, I'm a very hairy person. So
if somebody doesn't know who you are, how are you going to tell them who you are?
It's going to just, well.
Without saying, because that's lame. You can't just be like, Forrest Gump from the movie. Do you have like a little.
And
like,
are you going to blame listeners or us or me?
No, I think that if you haven't seen Forrest Gump in our year of 2025,
dude, you didn't
just
know who Robert Redford was. So don't start with me about not knowing Forrest Gump. It's not like Robert Redford wasn't in movies back when Forrest Gump was in theaters.
Yeah, but Forrest Gump.
That's transcendent. That's generationally transcendent. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Are you going to wear this here day this week, the whole costume?
So that we can have to wear this on Friday.
I think for the show, I think I have to wear it on Friday. I don't think I'm going to wear it in the building.
Oh, no, you should just walk around the building with it on and see what happens.
It's so cold in this room, though.
wear a coat?
I'll wear a
medium coat.
Yeah.
Wear a medium coat. Remember, you wear medium coats. You could wear leggings underneath it.
I do have like long johns.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
You know what would be funny is if you didn't wear it on Friday, but you wore it on Monday next week.
This is who I am now.
It's been a long weekend. No, this is, you know what? I got a lot of compliments at the party. I just decided this is who I am.
This is my midlife crisis.
This is my guy.
My quarter life crisis.
Yeah. Oh, there's a comedian that does quarter life crisis, and she's,
That's dumb. Well, it's also, that's optimistic. You think you're going to live to 100?
Right, I know. Okay, so women will appreciate what I'm going to do to this is I'm going to do all the stuff. I'm going to use the device and stuff. And then I'm going to rat this. Women who grew up in the 90s, we used to rat our bangs.
I have to tell you, it smells like my older sister's room from 1992 over here.
It smells
like,
nice.
I need to hear some Pearl Jam.
It smells pleasant.
And there needs to be a blacklight poster.
They did a pretty decent job, but it just needs a little more wear.
I can't tell where the beard is and which one
is the beard.
That's the beard. Did your face itch when you put the beard on?
Oh, it did, didn't it?
No, I did. I did get some fake hair stuck in my beard. When I put the beard on, it started to shed immediately. And when I was trying to start the show back here, I saw a very long straight hair stuck in my beard. And so that was an experience.
Fantastic. Was it this color? I mean, it was the color of the wig.
Yeah, it was a wig color. My hair's not that long anymore.
Well, I mean, because mine is long and straight at the moment.
Yeah.
And that could be a problem. Right. So I'm excited to see how I'm going to work.
I'm excited.
It now
I think this is good.
It's going to be awesome.
And
people who don't get it, you should tell them that you're Phil Jackson, and then they won't even get that. You should just keep going down the rabbit hole. Like Phil Jackson, before he coached for the Bulls when he was playing for the Knicks.
Yeah, it came with the hair, wig, a half hat, I guess. Not the full.
Oh, the tube socks too.
It came with the tube socks, the shirt, and the shorts.
So you just need the shoes.
Yeah, which I have a pair of sneakers.
All right, coming up. Switching gears.
Jeez.
Holy Whiplash. Here. We are going to be talking about how the Kansas Senate now has enough votes to redistrict.
Great.
Hooray! That's going to lower the cost of groceries, everybody. Redistricting. Talk about that next.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We are one step closer to getting a special session in the state of Kansas so that they can do what Missouri did, which is try to change the congressional district map. There's only four congressional districts in Kansas anyway.
Yeah.
One of them is here that has Sharice Davids, who is the only Democrat out of the four, and that's who they want to get rid of. So first it goes to the Senate. And so they got enough Senate Republicans to sign a petition to call the special session. Next, it needs to go to the House, right?
Yeah,
it has to go to the House next. Yeah. And that is not House Speaker Dan Hawkins is not announced. He landed enough. So we don't know if it has enough support in the House yet.
Yeah.
In the House, it's 88-37 over Democrats. It'll get enough.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of when.
So I'm confused how the process works a little bit, I guess, because it seemed like in Missouri, Kehoe had to call the special session.
Usually a governor has to call a special session.
In this case,
almost always,
the Senate Republicans, who vastly outnumber the Democrats, are the ones who are able to call the special session.
They're also thinking about doing this in November.
Yeah, I know. They want to get it done
quick. Like in...
Yeah, they wanted to get it done as soon as possible because then the map's redrawn for next year. I think the sooner you get it done, the more normalized it seems that by the time people vote next year, they'll be like, oh, that's right. That's the district I'm in. Or, oh, that's right. She's no longer our representative or no longer going to be. It is, again, we've made this point a million times. It is annoying that this is happening because this isn't how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Redrawing districts is fine. They do it every 10 years. That's what the census is for. Yeah. Doing it without a new census doesn't make any sense.
It's a waste of time.
And it's a waste of time, and it is pathetic and cowardly. Because what it is saying is we don't believe that we have the ability to maintain these seats, and we don't believe that we have the ability to actually win Congress or maintain Congress because of the policies that are currently going on in this country, and because presidents typically lose support in the midterm. But we can't handle that. We can't handle that. So instead, we're going to change the rules, which has never happened before. We're going to redistrict in the middle of the decade, which has never happened before in Kansas or Missouri or most other states, in order to make sure that we keep our hegemony in Congress. And it's just annoying.
And it's $500,000 of taxpayer money that is going to be wasted on this. When, again, you have no new information.
Nope.
There's no new population information that would warrant doing this.
And please tell me what the reasoning for this is, besides wanting to maintain GOP control of the U.S. House.
There is no logical reason.
What is it? That can only be it. So just, I would almost admire them if they said, yeah, this is just a naked, blatant power grab. That's what we're doing right now. It is just us blatantly trying to rig the system so that we maintain control. I would admire that. Instead, like in Missouri, they're like, well, we think that this better represents Missouri. Yeah. Really?
At least there are more districts in Missouri to mess with. You know, a little bit. At least there's...
There's two districts in Missouri that are Democrat. That's too many.
What?
There's one in Kansas that is Democrat, and they want to get rid of that.
Yeah. This is how it's happening, by the way, in terms of the special session. In Kansas, either the governor or the legislature can call a special session, apparently. The governor can do it anytime by proclamation. The legislature can force a special session. This is what they're doing through a petition, which is exactly what they're doing. It has to be signed by at least 2/3 of the members elected to each house, the Senate and the House. They got it in the Senate. They have at least a 2/3 majority in the House of Representatives, so they will more than likely get it also. And the state constitution says if the legislature's petition is successful, the governor is constitutionally required to call the special session.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. I haven't seen how they plan on redrawing the maps.
I haven't either. I haven't seen a proposal yet.
Which I will say about Missouri, we saw those maps fairly, not early on, but by this point in the process, it would be nice to see where they think I should be voting or who I'm going to be voting for. And by the way, I also pointed this out, and I don't understand why you do this other than it's a naked power grab. But even as a naked power grab, it's not always successful. It often backfires. It often makes voters angry and makes them more likely to turn out in the areas that you redistricted. So why do it other than just desperation? It's not a good look.
I'm looking for the maps. I don't see. I know that we saw maps, but those might have been the current ones.
It was the current ones based on them changing. And that's the other thing. We just redistricted it in 2022. Yeah,
and the current ones are wonky a little bit. Like there's one district that goes from way, way, way western Kansas into Wyandotte County. Sure, redistricting would make sense, but this is not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh boy, it'll be fascinating. Okay, so Kansas legislature, the legislature. So if it'll work the same way, except it'll be more interesting because we have a Democrat as governor in Kansas. Yep. So if they pass redistricting, they probably will if they get a special session. It goes to her, which she would likely veto. They can override the veto with 2/3 vote in each chamber, which they would likely get because that's what they needed in the first place to get the petition done. Do we determine why it's, what did you say, Missouri? It was $270,000 to get
something
like that.
Something around there,
It's significantly more expensive to do a special session in Kansas. Why? Yeah. I wonder. I don't think we ever...
I don't remember, but I remember that too, because it's less districts. I don't know why, but that just seems like it'd be easier to do.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't. But that's a lot of money for.
But here's the thing, too, is they redistricted in 2022. Sharice Davids still won the district by 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 11 points, technically, but it was close to 12 points. That's a margin of victory that's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
Do you think that she's just going to lose that because you think you can redistrict yourself into 12 points? Because that's not actually usually feasible.
Depends on where they put it.
unless they really make it crazy.
I mean, look what happened in Missouri. I mean, they split the city. So it could. Kansas is so funny, and so is Missouri, just because there are Democratic pockets, and that's it. And so it's us, and it's Lawrence, and it's Manhattan, and I don't know where Wichita and Hutchinson fall, but you got to put one of those major cities in her district.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's in trouble.
We're getting to the point where it's like every state needs to have an independent auditor.
Yeah.
That, because there are some states that do that.
Yeah, New York, for instance, does that.
Yeah, they have an independent system to where politicians can't just draw a map. And we're getting to the point where every state needs that. And this is the way to fix this moving forward, is that you can't have this. I mean, this is it's stupid. It's crazy. It's frustrating. I mean, you're right. This is just a way, because they know they're unpopular. So we need to make it to where we can win. Well, and I think you're gonna piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
You already have.
And you know what, Quentin? It also reminds me of, it's almost like nuclear war. That might sound like, I'm just using it as an example. You think that this is going to stop? Like, you do this, you're just inviting liberal states to do the same thing, and to parcel things up. And if you're breaking the one rule, the one norm we have about this, and that's why norms are important, because they prevent crazy escalations. You had a norm. The norm was you do this every 10 years. You break that norm and make it whenever we feel like it.
Right.
Then what's to stop every state from doing this constantly?
And at some point, you're going to have a Democrat in the Oval Office again. Midway through a decade, and we'll just do this again. Like you said, it'll just go back and forth then. And that, it's just such a waste.
Well, and the census is more important than just, you know, drawing districts. It also, it allocates federal funding for certain, like it census polling is used in so many different things. And so now what you're going to, are they going to do a census poll in 10 years? Are they going to stand up and say, oh, we already redistrict, so we don't need to do another census?
Yeah, that's a good point. Why even do the census?
Right.
Yeah. Why even do it? Why bother? Oh, well, remember the census was rigged, though, in 2020, because they overcounted, like, illegal immigrants or something like that. I can't remember who the president was in 2020, but whoever it was obviously wanted the census to be run poorly.
Census does not. The census includes people living in the United States, not citizens.
Yeah, so that whoever was the president then must have really screwed it up. I don't remember who. It must have been Biden, I guess, because this doesn't sound like something the current president would have been in charge of. By the way, she won by a wider margin after they redistricted. She won by 11 to 12% in 2024. Mm-hmm. She only won by 9% in 2022. So they redistricted and she actually won votes. And she's actually saying she might run for Senate.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's based on this, but Sharice Davids might run for Senate. And I think she'd actually, against Roger Marshall, I think she'd actually have a good shot.
That would be fascinating. Is he going to run again? Is Roger Marshall going to run again, or is he going to run for something else?
Against U.S. Senator Roger Marshall.
Okay.
So she's planning on running against him. I don't know if that's dependent on redistricting or not. I don't know that she'd win, but it'd certainly be interesting.
She'd have a good, she'd have a very good shot at that.
If Laura Kelly can get elected to governor, why couldn't she win a statewide office?
And she's not the first, she's not the first Democrat that we've had as governor in the last, you know, Kathleen Sebelius was not that long ago.
Sure.
So yeah, it's completely possible.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, I don't know, something. It's midday.
Someday, Thursday, we'll be able to go outside again.
Did you say someday or Thursday?
Thursday is when. I am glad that it stopped raining long enough this morning for Claire and I to walk.
Yeah.
She had Zoomies last night. She's never had the Zoomies. She had Zoomies last night because we've been cooped up inside so much.
I drove out today. Katie walked Finn to school because she's off work today. And came back and she said, oh, it's not as bad outside as it looks. And I drove outside. I was like, good Lord, like how good is her disposition that she thought this is good?
This is not,
This is so gloomy and depressing. And I'm actually, I need on the way home to go find, go to CVS or somewhere and get some vitamin D supplements. Just, I know that's coming.
because there's no sunlight. Healthcare providers are suggesting as a prescription that you go outside. That is a new recommendation from doctors all across the country. Doctors are saying that they are telling people who come in who complain about mood, depression, anxiety disorders, all sorts of stuff, to just go outside. It doesn't fix all your problems, but it certainly makes things a little bit better.
What if it's raining and muddy,
right,
and cold and windy
day.
And gross? That
perfect
will definitely lift my mood.
Yeah.
Is to come inside and be wet.
You know, I saw a map of the country yesterday, and it had like what areas have the most comfortable weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where we were at?
Not high on that scale.
Almost dead last.
It was like 90% humidity yesterday.
Yeah, it was basically like low dew point and temperatures between 50 and 80.
Mm-hmm.
We only get about 45 of those days a year.
Yeah,
everywhere else gets like over 100. The Midwest, very nice people. The weather sucks.
San Diego. That's why people like San Diego.
Yep. That is, it's perfect there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, we got Dumb Debates. Recording the game from the game. For the whole game.
What?
Would you smack the phone out of this person's hand? Talk about it next at midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.